Blog Talk Radio.
Creation waits in expectation for the glory which shall fill the earth. We wait and watch for the promise you spoke to us through your word. And we heard, expect you now. Hear our plea, meet our need with glory. Expect you now. I believe what you speak. Father, we expect you now. Now. Expect you now.
Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Good morning and welcome to the Veronda Bellamy Show Prayer Line. We'd like to welcome you this morning and just thank you for taking the time out to sign in with us. We are kicking off season two with a new component to the show, and we're going to have prayer every morning, Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. until. My name is Reverend Laura Perry. I am here representing the show this morning. And I want to just let you know that you can listen to the show by logging on to the website, which is verondabellamy.com, and listening, or you can call in at 914-338-0464. You can use any smartphone or smart device to join in. You shouldn't have any problems with listening in to the show. If there are prayer requests that you would have or that you would like to send in to us, you can do so by sending them in to prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. Also, if you would like to sow into the ministry or donate to the ministry, you can also do so by going to www.verondabellamy.com. Would also like to let you know that this Sunday, September the 7th at 7 p.m., we will be kicking off season two of the Veronda Bellamy Show. So please join in, and you'll just be so pleased with the new lineup this season. It's going to be great, a little more texture, as I think Ms. Veronda put it, for the season. Going to have a lot of variety, a lot of different things going on. So please join us on Sunday, September the 7th. Now, today has been deemed Woman Up Wednesday for our prayer line. We will be praying for women every Wednesday. We'll focus on different women's issues each week. Yesterday, if you tuned in, you'll know that the topic was 20 Tuesday. And then on Monday, we had United Monday. So each day is a little different, but regardless, we get the same result. We get prayers up to God. So we ask that you spread the word to your family members and your friends and let them know what God is doing through the Veronda Bellamy Show. Because as women, we are always faced with so many things daily. We're being pushed and pulled in all directions. So having that little prayer before you get up to go in the morning is the perfect way to start the day. So we welcome you, and we look forward to growing with you and moving forward and just having family and friends to come in and receiving your prayer requests, because that's what this is all about, is getting those prayers up to God. Now, the scripture that I was led to today was Proverbs 14:1, and I want you to start thinking about that. And that scripture says, "The wisest of women built her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down." And we'll revisit that in a moment, but I want to get that on your mind. Because first of all, I want to ask you, did you know that God smiles with love as he thinks of you? You are unique in God's kingdom. There's no one like you. No one has the talents, the skills, and abilities that you have. No one has the experience that you have, and no one can do the things that you can do. No one can achieve the destiny that God has for your life except you. And no one can replace you in God's heart. No one could ever be so special to God that God wouldn't still yearn for your company. You are incredibly important to God. You are adorable and treasured in God's sight. God loves you just the way you are. God thinks you are awesome, yet God is eager to help you become even more joyful, more content, more mature, and more blessed. You are uniquely qualified and prepared for each day because God is living in you and you are living inside God's love. As we move forward throughout the day, I want you to think about ways that you too can woman up. Woman up in your relationship. Woman up in your responsibilities. Woman up in your praise. Woman up in your interactions with others today. Woman up as you get up and interact with your family in the morning before you even get to see anyone else. Woman up as you drive to work and someone irritates you a little bit. Woman up in your interaction with that other driver. Woman up as you interact with your coworker who kind of gets on your nerves a little bit. Woman up in that relationship. I charge you today as women of God to work on making all things new. Woman, work on making all things new. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11 says, therefore, encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing. This prayer line is a way to build each other up, to pray for one another, to make sure that our day goes a little better, or to try to help your day to go a little better. Prayerfully, this prayer will reach you, and you'll get something from it as we move forward. But Father God, we come before you this day, thanking you, praising you, glorifying you, and magnifying your name. Proverbs 14 and 1 says that the wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Lord, we don't want to be that woman that tears down our own house, Lord. We want to be ones that things are built up in you because we know that you're the only sustainable thing in life. Father God, as women, we often pray about our husbands, our families, our friends, instead of for ourselves. Beyond all of our good and pure intentions, there's a strong desire, though, to come before you and tell on somebody else. Father, I pray that you help me to remember that the desired result here today is to see my sisters walking according to the will of God, not according to my will and not according to their own will. Therefore, as I pray for us all today, Lord, I need your guidance on what to say. First of all, I'm so grateful to you that you are the best shaping agent in all our lives. No matter what we may think, no matter how it may look, no matter how many walls are built up in front of us and we feel like we can't get through, Father God, you have the way to shape and mold that thing to make it look the way you want it to look, Father God. As you continue to shape and mold us, Father, I ask that where there is pain and hurt, let your healing peace and mercy watch over us. Where we doubt ourselves, teach us afresh your perspective of true self-worth through humility and grace. Where there is despair, open our eyes to see the light and grant us strength to proceed towards it. Where there is frustration, offer us your gifts of wisdom and patience. Where anger causes inner turmoil and strained relationships, pour out your love to calm the storm. Where there are unresolved questions, show us how to rest in knowing you, Father God, and allow that to be enough. Where we have grief and confusion over what has died, raise us up to a newness of life and allow us to let the dead stay dead. Where we feel that our surroundings are hostile, send us family and friends for reassurance. Where we hold the seeds of new concepts of justice and hope for the world, guide us in how to plant and water them by your truth. And as we plant the water, you will give the increase that is needed, Father God, the increase in every way, Father. Along with that increase, Father, I ask for an increase in peace, the perfect peace that is spoken of in the Bible. Your word says that you can provide peace that surpasses all understanding. I want that for us right now in the name of Jesus. I release us into your hands, Father. Braid us together in you, Jesus. We need your peace, Jesus. Allow us to see those walls coming down, Father God. No matter what walls are in our lives, you are sufficient to move those walls, Lord. So we ask you right now, even if our eyes can't see it, Father, allow our spirit to receive it. Allow our spirit to receive that you are sufficient enough to move any obstacle, any wall, any door that's been shut in our face, Lord. We have to develop our spiritual eye, Lord. Help us to develop our spiritual eye. Help us to look past what we see and walk in what you see, Father. And allow us to do so in faith. Allow us to put our actions to faith, Father. And allow us to have the passion that it takes to help those walls to fall down, Father. We want to be passionate in you. We want to be anointed in you, Father. We want to be alive in you, Jesus. We want to feel you in everything that we do, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the blessings that you're going to bestow upon our lives. I thank you for the things that you're going to do in our children's lives. I thank you for the things that you're going to do in our homes, our marriages, Father. I ask that you cover us. Dispatch your archangels to watch over us as we walk throughout this day, Lord. Go before us and remove those obstacles that have been laid out before us, Lord, so that we can make it safely to and from this day, Father. I ask for traveling mercies, Lord. I ask for financial blessings, Lord. I ask for blessings in every way, Jesus. You know the need, Lord. You know the desires of our hearts, Lord, and your hand handles it all. So we ask that you open your hands right now and allow those things to be poured out into our lives. Lord, as women, we need to woman up, Lord. Allow us to woman up in our praise. Allow us to woman up in our prayer. Allow us to woman up in our study life. Allow us to woman up in you, Father. Lord, I thank you. I honor you, and I praise you, and I ask that you grant everything that has been asked this day in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy, Inspired.